Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 27, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. O God, preserve me, for in Thee alone my trust has stood. My soul has said, Thou art my Lord, my chief and only good. And what follows, Psalter 27, 1, 4, and 7, 4 and 5. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Joshua 15, the verses 1 through 20. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the first head of doctrine, article number 16. Joshua 15, the verses 1 through 20. This then was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah by their families, even to the border of Edom, the wilderness of Zin southward, was the uttermost part of the south coast. And their south border was from the shore of the Salt Sea, from the bay that looketh southward. And it went out to the south side, to Mela, Krabim, and passed along to Zin, and ascended up on the south side unto Kadesh Barnea, and passed along to Hezron, and went up to Adar, and fetched the compass to Karkea. From thence it passed toward Asmon, and went out unto the river of Egypt. And the goings out of that coast were at the sea. This shall be our south coast. And the east border was the salt sea, even unto the end of Jordan. And their border in the north quarter was from the bay of the sea at the uttermost part of Jordan. And the border went up to Beth Hogla, and passed along by the north to Beth Araba, and the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. And the border went up toward Debar, from the valley of Acher, and so northward, looking toward Gilgal. That is before the going up to Adimim, which is on the south side of the river. And the border passed toward the waters of Enshemesh, and the goings out thereof toward Enrogel. And the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom unto the south side of the Jebusite. The same is Jerusalem, and the border went up to the top of the mountain that lieth before the valley of Hinnom westward, which is at the end of the valley of the giants northward. And the border was drawn from the top of the hill unto the fountain of the water of Nephtoah, and went out to the cities of Mount Ephron, and the border was drawn to Baalah, which is Kiriath Yearim. And the border compassed from Baalah westward unto Mount Seir, and passed along unto the side of Mount Jearim, which is Chezalon on the north side, and went down to Beth Shemesh, and passed on to Timnah. And the border went out unto the side of Ekron northward, and the border was drawn to Shikron, and passed along to Mount Baalah, and went out unto Jabneel, and the goings out of the border were at the sea. And the west border was to the great sea and the coast thereof. This is the coast of the children of Judah, around about, according to their families. And unto Caleb, the son of Jephunne, he gave a part among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron. And Caleb drove thence the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, and Ahiman, and Telmai, the children of Anak. And he went up thence to the inhabitants of Debar, and the name of Debar before was Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said, He that smiteth Kiriath Sefer and taketh it, to him will I give Aksa my daughter to wife. And Othniel the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Aksa his daughter to wife. And it came to pass, as she came unto him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field. And she lighted off her ass, and Caleb said unto her, What wouldest thou? Who answered, Give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a south land, give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah, according to their families. Thus far the scripture reading. From the canons of Dort, from the first head of doctrine, which speaks of divine predestination, article number 16, as you can find it on page 100 in the back of your Psalter. Those who do not yet experience a lively faith in Christ, an assured confidence of soul, a peace of conscience, an earnest endeavor after filial obedience, and glorying in God through Christ, efficaciously wrought in them, and do nevertheless persist in the use of the means of which God hath appointed for working these graces in us, ought not to be alarmed at the mention of reprobation, nor to rank themselves among the reprobate, but diligently to preserve in the use of means, and with ardent desires devoutly and humbly, to wait for a season of richer grace. Much less cause have they to be terrified by the doctrine of reprobation, who, though they seriously desire to be turned to God, to please Him only, and to be delivered from the body of death, cannot yet reach that measure of holiness and faith to which they aspire, since a merciful God has promised that He will not quench the smoking flax nor break the bruised reed. But this doctrine is justly terrible to those who, regardless of God and of the Savior Jesus Christ, have wholly given themselves up to the cares of the world and the pleasures of the flesh, so long as they are not seriously converted to God. We shall repeat the announcements of this morning, since the church telephone did not work, and then to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Adrian and Jeanette Sinkey, who were blessed with the birth of a baby girl, Jimmy Vandenberg, who had a farm accident, was taken to the hospital and could return home, and Jan Bredeweg, who needs surgery on one of his legs in this week. Let us try to ask the Lord for His blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then Thou art yet a good-doing and an ever-faithful God. thou wast granted by renewal on this holy day of rest, that the doors of thy house may be opened, and that a portion of the congregation may come up. And then thou knowest most perfectly how that each and every one has come up to thy courts in this afternoon hour, and how they may be within their dwellings. And may there be those that have come up with a true desire and an earnest longing for the living God. And Lord, when that desire is not present, may it then please thee to grant it in this very moment. And then may we be given to humbly ask of a blessing from above, O Lord. Then we read in the scriptures that Jabez has prayed, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. May there have come up souls in this afternoon that have begged of thee for a blessing with a deep impression that it is all undeserved, all sinned away, and yet it is a blessing that we cannot do without. But then Jabez has also prayed for the enlargement of his coast, and may we be given to humbly beg of thee that in this very hour that it may please thee by thy free and thy sovereign grace to work lovingly and irresistibly in the hearts of young and old. Wilt thou then grant not only a bowing of the head, but may there be a bowing of the heart, oh, a deep and solemn impression of our sins, which are great and manifold. But may we be given to beg of thee with the prophet of old, that thou shalt not be a wayfaring man in our midst, as a stranger that tarries for the night, as a man that is astonished with that mighty hand, as one that cannot save, O Lord. Then thou art that Almighty, and then thou art that wonder-doing God, but thou art also merciful, and that is only possible through the meritorial work of thy Son, Jesus Christ. The King is still gathering a church, and thou wast promised that it shall not return void unto thee, O Lord. May we be given to ask great things of thee, because thou art such a great God, and thou hast exhorted us and our children in thy word to open our mouth. To that end, we also need thee. We need the work of thy Holy Spirit. Then it is what it is written in thy word of him, through him, and to him be all things, to whom be glory forever, Lord. Then we pray thee for grace, to receive grace, but also to use grace, and to end in grace. To that end, wilt thou work the desire for grace, Lord. May it please thee to convert sinners in this afternoon hour, that it may be heard that sons and daughters were born in Zion. Wilt thou grant a token for good? And what greater token could thou grant than when it would be heard that sinners were born in Zion? But wilt thou also remember thy people? They learn more and more how dependent they are upon thee for everything, and that without thee they can do nothing. And then it is also thy work, each time by renewal, to bring them as beggars at the throne of grace. with those empty sacks to come to the greater storehouses of the greater Joseph and then to receive provision. Lord, we commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee. The established churches, remember our theological school, the instructors and the students, in a special way remember the student that may speak an edifying word. Oh, do uphold the persecuted church, those that are in prison being tortured. Wilt thou grant that their eye may be upon the King, who has everything in his hands, and it is declared in thy word that all things shall work together for good to them that love thee and are called according to thy purpose. May it please thee to take the veil off the Jewish nation, not only in the way of understanding, but in the way of experience. And our Lord, we all need to learn that we are a Jew, enemies of thee and enemies of thy dear Son. We commend unto thee all mission work, also our mission field. Remember thy servants, remember the team. Remember also the father with his wife and children. A word is planned that in due time that they hope to go to Bolivia. Wilt thou help them also with their language studies? We commend it all unto thee. Remember those that translate thy word into foreign languages and those that bring thy word to the ends of the earth. Wilt thou remember the manifold needs in the midst of the congregation, all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children to the grave, and other loved ones. Wilt thou continue to uphold and remember them, remember our elderly ones in the evening of their life, all the sick and afflicted ones. Remember those that have sick relatives, the circumstances, they are known unto thee. May all the tribulations, the losses, and the crosses, may they be used in thy hand that they may be sanctified for the saving of souls. We commend unto thee all the burdens. Remember the handicapped. Remember, wilt thou remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters that have left us? Ah, Lord, they are not out of thy reach. And wilt thou keep our youth under the truth? Remember all the family circles. May thou grant that love may abound. What is separated, bring it together. And now, Lord, in this afternoon, thou knowest that every time is a new time. May our eyes truly be upon thee. May it please thee to be a surprising God. Wilt thou grant Aaron's and hers, and then we commend all the listeners unto thee in thy house. Go from bench to bench and from heart to heart. Go also from dwelling to dwelling. Wilt thou graciously take away everything that could be a hindrance? Wilt thou bind the devil? May thy word a free course, and that the outgoing of the service may be for the coming of thy kingdom, the glory of thy name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 164, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Thou art my God, O God of grace, and earnestly I seek thy face. My heart cries out for thee, my spirit thirsts thy grace to taste, an exile in this desert waste and what follows. 164, the first three stanzas. in this afternoon hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Joshua 15, the verses 16 through 19. And Caleb said, "He that smiteth Kiriath Sefer and taketh it, to him will I give Aksah my daughter to wife." And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Aksah, his daughter, to wife. And it came to pass, as she came unto him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field. And she lighted off her ass, and Caleb said unto her, "What wouldest thou?" Who answered, "Give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a southland, give me also a springs of water." And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. Thus far. Our text words speak of Aksah, the wife of Othniel, with four thoughts. In the first place, Aksah's noble husband. In the second place, Aksah's disappointing inheritance. In the third place, Aksah's humble request. And in the fourth place, Aksah's rich reward. Aksah, the wife of Othniel, her noble husband, her disappointing inheritance, her humble request, and her rich reward. Beloved congregation, then in this afternoon, then we hope to consider one that has asked great things of her father, and she has received such a rich reward. And how is it now with us and our children? Do we still ask great things, or do we have a very small God? And I know also, in the life of the children of God, when unbelief has the upper hand, then it seems that they have such a small God. Fathers and mothers, how is it concerning your children? Do you ask continually that the Lord may convert them all? We are traveling to a never-ending eternity, and then we need that one thing needful. Oh, we need an inheritance through our deep fallen Adam. Then the wages of sin is death. But now for the people of God, Christ has merited an inheritance for them that they shall truly receive. And now Aksah, she had great privileges, and she had great blessings, because, boys and girls, who was the father of Aksah? That was Caleb. We have heard in the past weeks, with the sacrament of holy baptism, that a Caleb and a Joshua, that they have given a good report of the promised land. They have come with those clusters of grapes, the pomegranates, the fruits of that promised land. Then it is written of a Caleb, that was by the grace of God, by nature. Then a Caleb was no different than the other spies. But Paul has written to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 7, "And who maketh thee to differ? Then also a Caleb and a Joshua, then they were given to be wondered, the mercies and the goodness of the Lord. Because we read in Numbers 14 that those other 10 spies, that they had to be stoned. But a Caleb and a Joshua, it is written in Numbers 14, verse 24, another spirit. In Numbers 32, verse 12, that they wholly followed the Lord. And now it is written in Chronicles that Caleb and his wife, that they had 4 children, 3 boys and 1 girl. And the girl is spoken of in our text. Then surely, then it is something special to say, because the same history we find in Judges 1, the verses 12 through 15. And now, Caleb has given a good example for his children, because we read in the former chapter, in Joshua 14, that Caleb, that he has come to Joshua, who was the appointed leader over the children of Israel, and that he was given to testify of the goodness of the Lord, because he was 85 years. It was 45 years ago since they had spied out the land. And then what a privilege that Caleb could say that his strength was the same as it was 45 years ago. And then concerning, it is true, the inheritances, the lots have been cast, but Caleb is still went to Joshua, oh, Caleb. He did not forget Hebron, the valley of Eshcol, where those grapes have been gathered, it is true. That is where also the 3 giants of Anak have dwelt. But Caleb has not forgotten. And then he has come to Joshua and asked that for his family, that Hebron and the vicinity may be his. But now there was a warfare to be fought, because the enemies were still in the land. And then concerning our text words, and Caleb said, he that smiteth Kiriath Sefer, before it was called Debir, a town about 16 kilometers south of Hebron. It means the city of the book. There are some that think that there was a large library, and it seemed that that city was very difficult to conquer. But now Caleb has said, he that now smiteth that city shall receive my daughter Aksah to be his wife. And then we read of an Othniel, and Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Aksah, his daughter, to wife. Oh, then an Othniel, then he had a great love for the daughter of Caleb, and undoubtedly, then an Aksah also indicated that she had a desire that Othniel may become her husband. And to that end, because of that great love, then in Othniel, then he was willing to sacrifice much, because there were many enemies in the land. And to that end, he has went up to that city undoubtedly with many helpers. He has conquered the city, and he has received the daughter of Caleb to be a bride. Oh, what a beautiful type we have. Because Othniel, that means to be a lion of God. And surely, when he has conquered that city, he has fought as a lion out of love for the daughter of Caleb. What a beautiful type of the lion out of the tribe of Judah, as we find recorded in Revelation 5. Oh, he has come upon the earth, but then, oh, it was not the same as with an Othniel, because surely with an Othniel there was a bride that was willing, that had a desire, that had love to Othniel, a desire to become his wife. But oh, with a lion out of the tribe of Judah. Then I read in Psalm 14, the first three verses, that the Lord has looked down from heaven to see if there was a willing bride, a white bride, but they were all black. They have all gone astray in our deep fallen Adam. But oh, the life, the love of the greater Othniel. Oh, then for an Othniel, then the outcome was not sure. He did not know whether, unless the Lord has revealed it unto him, that he would be successful. But oh, for the lion out of the tribe of Judah, was known in the council of peace when he has given himself what would be required, that he would have to be a lamb without blemish, a lamb that would be sacrificed, a lamb that would be crucified. Oh, the love of the greater Othniel, and what a work that Christ has to do to make that unwilling bride willing. Oh, to that end, he sends forth his Spirit. He works by word and by Spirit. And then there is a people, as I read in Psalm 110, that becomes willing in the day of his power. Oh, young and old, has that ever been experienced in our heart? The love of the Lord shed abroad in our heart, a deep impression of our sinnership, of our lost condition, that for us there is no inheritance, because the wages of sin is death. And then the need for that mediator born, oh, the lion out of the tribe of Judah, who has declared, all power is given unto me in heaven and upon earth. Our second thought, Achsah's a disappointing inheritance. And concerning the field that she has received, whether it was part of the inheritance or whether it was a gift which Caleb has given unto his daughter, that is not perfectly clear. That is not the most important. And then you can understand, boys and girls, what Achsah the daughter as many times ask her father. What do you think? That she has asked her father many times over again, because of Caleb, for 40 days with Joshua, the other spies, then they have spied out that land. And how old this daughter was at the moment, we do not know. But it is very clear that she was born in the wilderness, because Caleb, 85 years old, 45 years after they have spied out the land, and after that spying out, they have wandered in the wilderness approximately 38 and a half years. Thus that means that they were in the land approximately 6.5 years, perhaps 7 years. Thus in the wilderness, how often the children of Caleb must have asked their father, Father, can you tell us once more about those 40 days that you were in the promised land, what you have seen, what you have experienced, about those grapes, those pomegranates? Then I think children, they were never tired of that story. And then undoubtedly, then they have asked their father, are there not more things that you have not told us yet? And then when Caleb has told about that land flowing with milk and honey, and those precious fruits, it is true. Also the walls were cities, but when he has spoken that they served a great God, and that with God's help, that all those enemies, that they would fall into their hands because the Lord has promised it, then Aksa and her three brothers must have listened. I hope, children, that you may also ask your father and mother many times out of the Bible, church history, to read good books, how the Lord converts his people. And then when an Aksa has heard those wonderful things of that promised land, then it cannot be different that she had a great desire that she with her family may come in that promised and blessed land, that they may sit under their vine, their fig tree, that they may partake of those fruits. Then what a holy jealousy must have been in their hearts to come in that land. Is it also so with us, congregation? The Lord has given unto us the Holy Scriptures, and there is much written about the Lord, about an inheritance, and how that inheritance is given, much written about the way of salvation and the portion of the true people of God. Have we also become jealous? And have we made that good choice of a Ruth? Ruth 1 verse 16, thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Ah, that people shall never be put to shame, it is true. The Lord leads them many times through deep trials, and in the way of those trials, they may learn more and more what a great, what a faithful God that they have. And how happy that Aksa must have been with her Caleb. A newly married couple to be given to rejoice in each other. And then in Aksa, she had sure tokens of the great and deep love of Othniel, that he was even willing to sacrifice his life that he may have her to be his wife. And now it is implied in our text words that that married couple, happy with each other, that they have went down to view their inheritance and the gift which they have received as a marriage present with great expectations, because was it not a land flowing with milk and honey? That means a land that was watered, the hills with cattle, beautiful flowers. It can be multiplied out. Then what a thoughts that Aksa must have had of that portion of land that they have received. It was southward and south of Hebron. There it becomes drier in the land of Canaan. And then we can picture congregation together. They have went to view that land. And then perhaps the tears began to roll down the cheeks of Aksa, because it was a disappointing inheritance. Has she not heard from her father of the blessedness of that land, of the fruits, of the pastures, of the trees, of the flowers, everything, a beautiful land? And now she has viewed the portion that they have received, and then it is evident clear that it was a dry land. Thus a disappointment for Aksa. In our text words, we have a beautiful type of the people of God. also much good and precious instruction. As people of God, when the Lord began that precious work by His Holy Spirit, when you have come up to God's house, and when the service of the Lord was portrayed, when you have opened the Scriptures, and you have read the blessedness, the blessed portion of the children of God, then what a desires and what a longings, and even more so, when the Lord has held the mirror of His holy law before you, that you were an unconverted sinner, lost, no inheritance, one rightful place, and that was the bottom of hell. Oh, what bitter tears that you have shed. But when the Lord begins that good work, then He grants those graces of faith, hope, and love. And then you have become a seeker. Then you have set your face inwards, whatever it would cost. Oh, then it is true. Then you have heard that with much tribulation, the church must enter into the kingdom of God, that there were many battles to be fought, that there were many enemies, but oh, you have overlooked it, because you have heard of that promised land. Oh, the Lord has shed the love of God abroad in your heart, and to that end, then you receive those longings. Oh, we have sung it together out of Psalter 164, of those earnest longings in a dry and thirsty land, and those longings not in the first place for the inheritance, but for the God of that inheritance. And then you expected that you would go from strength to strength, and that you would soon arrive in Zion to partake of those precious fruits. But then how different it has went. Ah, then what an Axa has experienced. That is not so strange for the child of God, because then you are given to experience, because there's the work of the Holy Spirit. Not that the child ends in the gifts, they are precious, but that they may be given to learn to know the giver. Room made for that precious mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our type, of course, is not perfect, because we do not read that Axa had a debt that an Othniel had to pay. Oh, surely an Othniel would have been willing to pay it. But we do not read that she had a debt. But, oh, in the life of a sinner, then there is that heavenly high debt. And then the church hopes in that promised land that they may satisfy justice, and that it becomes better and better. Oh, concerning their heart, oh, they learn that it is so evil, so wicked, but they hope to put the past behind, and then they hope to go in the strength of the Lord, and then they hope that that garden of their heart, that it becomes a beautiful garden, oh, with the roses, with the lilies of love, faith, and hope, repentance, humility, those precious things which the Spirit grants unto His child. But then to learn that in the further way, that the garden of their heart, they had hoped that it would become so fruitful, and at the beginning can be for a little while, that they have much expectation when they come up to God's house, then sometime each Sabbath day, they may take something home, something to meditate, something to pray about. Oh, then it seems that their heart is becoming more humble. What a sincere repentance there is. Oh, that childlike trust that tender fear of the Lord. But now they learn that without Him they can do nothing. And then to experience that it becomes a dry land. Maybe cannot even bring forth a tear. Have to ask for a desire. Learn that their hearts are so carnal. Buying and selling hay in God's house, you can multiply it out. Then how discouraged they become. Do we not hear the psalmist say in Psalm 42 verse 5, O my soul, why art thou cast down? Oh, then the Spirit shall teach them that they need another one, that they may become fruitful. And then they learn of self, and no fruit of this tree forevermore. And what did an Axa now do? Oh, she must have shed many tears. How they must have spoken to one another. Othniel and Axa. It's a blessing when husbands and wives may also speak what they hear in church, when they read the Bible, of the things of the Lord. What a blessing it is when we may be given to speak what the Lord has done, what the Lord has spoken. Oh, then it cannot be different that they must have talked together about that disappointing gift and inheritance. But what did the daughter now do? That is our third thought, but let us first sing. Psalter 440. Let us only sing the first stanza. In my grievous tribulation, hear my cry and supplication. O my God, who hearest prayer, look on me and all my care, and what follows. 440, only the first stanza. Thank you. Aksa, the wife of Othniel. Aksa's noble husband. Aksa's disappointing inheritance. And now thirdly, Aksa's humble request. And then we read, and it came to pass, as she came unto him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field. Was that now not unthankfulness on the part of Aksa to ask more above what she has received when she has heard of that inheritance and of that gift? Then surely they have sung together out of Psalm 16, verse 6. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly inheritance. But then we have heard that it was a disappointing inheritance. And now to go to her father to ask for another field. Was that now right, congregation? What do you think? Was that not being unthankful? Because boys and girls, when you receive something, then you were taught to say thank you. How was it now with Aksa? To make it simple for our boys and girls, when you have a husband and wife, a father and mother, then mother does her best to provide for father and for the children. And I hope that you may be given to appreciate it, and that many times that you may say thank you. We read in Proverbs 31 that the children and husband, that they shall praise her. But now let us picture a father and mother with a garden. And that if it does not rain and no water to water that garden, then it becomes very difficult for mother, of course, when they can go to a store. But let's say in the early days when there were no stores, and then when the garden did not grow so much, and when there was not sufficient water to water that garden, then mother could have a great desire to provide well for her family and to make delicious meals. But if that garden was too dry, then it would be impossible. And so undoubtedly, when Aksa, when she has went to Othniel, with a desire to provide for him well, and when she saw that dry field that was not so well watered, then she thought, how shall it now be possible, as a willing, a loving helpmeet, to provide for Othniel, and when we receive a family for the children? Are there souls that understand it, the way of Aksa, concerning that inheritance for a child of God when there are trials, mysterious ways, no solution, riddles, when they have not so much assurance? Then it can be the desire of that people at times that they may be given to tell what a great God that the Lord is. But that many a times under those trials and under those difficulties we could speak of providential trials, when it seems even that the Lord is against them, or in the way of the fulfillment of a promise, that those providences are so contrary. And then it can be that people walk with such a closed mouth over the world that they think that would only come to a solution, they may be delivered. Then my mouth may be open to speak the great praises of the Lord. But also in the way of grace, with the burden of sin upon their back, and with everything that they have experienced, that they are a sinner still, and that there is that voice that says it is better that you keep quiet. And the devil many times, that he is not so still, then they understand and act so, that if the Lord may grant further assurance, if the Lord may grant deliverance, then they would be given to praise the Lord. They have to learn that when the Lord grants deliverance, that the Lord still has to give it. It's not automatic, but how often the thoughts are those hidden ones and those silent ones. Oh, it is true, in their inner chamber there may be those times when they may be given to extol their God, can even be in the midst of the animals. Thus then you can understand the great need of an exile. And it came to pass, thus that means before that request of this daughter much has transpired, there was a true need, there was a great need. And it came to pass, as she came unto him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field. Then we read the subjection of the wife, that she has asked her husband if he would not be willing and to declare what they have seen and their great need and their vehement desires, whether Othniel as her head, because he has become her spokesman, that as her spokesman, that he would be, whether he would be willing to go to Caleb and to ask him for a field. But then it is clear in our text words that Othniel did not honor that request, and that perhaps for a twofold reason. In the first place, and not to give the impression to Caleb that Othniel has married Aksah for the riches of Caleb, but that he has married her for the great love he had to her. And so it is also with the church. It goes not in the first place about the gifts, oh, they are precious, and when they may be led into the mystery, how they have been merited by Christ Jesus, they only become more precious, that the church does not understand, does not know at the beginning, but when they may receive those gifts, then they are so precious. There is nothing in the world that can be compared to them, but undoubtedly, then also an Othniel has thought that his wife Aksah, with her feminine gifts, that she was better at begging than him. What a blessing it is when we may esteem one another better than ourselves, and that we learn that we also have to be taught how to beg. And then we read, and she lighted off her ass, thus a closer to the ground, a mark of true humility. Oh, then I think Othniel has even loved her more, if that was possible, when he was given to see of her simplicity and of her humility. And then, of course, when we think about it, we would not even think that she would come in an immodest way before Caleb. That would not even cross her mind, right, young and old, that it would be according to God's word. And she lighted off her ass, and Caleb said unto her, "What wouldest thou?" Then Caleb did not know the reason. Must have been distressed, just married, and then such a great need. When we think of the New Testament concerning the church, how often the Lord Jesus Christ, although he knew their need most perfectly, but then he has asked his church what they desired, what their difficulty was. Think of Mary Magdalene when she stood weeping at the grave. "Why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" Oh, then the Lord Jesus Christ, then he has drawn out the hearts of his children that they may unburden themselves and that they may tell him all. "What wouldest thou?" Then we see that in Aksah, that she had great thoughts, good thoughts, of her father, Caleb. That in Aksah was given to believe as she would come to her father and unburden her heart and tell him about that field, but that it was so dry and that she needed water, that she would not be disappointed. What a beautiful example we have for the church of God. Christ has taught his church to pray, "Our Father, which art in heaven." Then the church does not begin with that knowledge. Nevertheless, they have such a rich Father. They have such a loving Father. They have such a willing Father. And they have such an able Father. What an exhortations that we have in the Scriptures, where the Lord exhorts his people to come with all their needs, all their cares, all their impossibilities, all their sins. "Open wide thy mouth, I will fill it. Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee. Thou shalt glorify me. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." Then we do not read that in Aksah, when she has come to her father, that she says, "Father, we are disappointed in our field." We do not read that she has complained, that she has murmured, but that she has simply brought the case before her father. And then the daughter did not say, "Father, we have brought a large bag of money, and we have a desire to buy another field." What a disgrace that would have been for Caleb, would have implied that his daughter did not believe that he was willing to give her what she desired. We do not read that Aksah, that she says, "Father, we have talked it over, and we are willing to work so many years if we may receive another field." Would have also been a dishonor. What a beautiful instruction for the true church of God. How often they are busy. The church must be taught everything. How often they are busy in that broken covenant of works to earn that inheritance. What lessons, many times deep lessons, difficult lessons for the flesh. It's necessary that the church learns that they sin not only against the law, but that they sin also against the gospel when they count the blood of Jesus Christ an unclean thing, but that Axa has not done. Then she is begged, then she is asked. We read, who answered, give me a blessing, for thou wast given me a south land. Do you hear, congregation? She did not deny what she had received. Do we not read in Zechariah 4, verse 10, despise not the day of small things. How often in the life of God's people, when it becomes so difficult and so dry and so barren, we have heard in this morning from the church of Sardis of people ready to die, that they are given to despise what the Lord has given, and many a child of God has brought great darkness over themselves by doing the same. And then I hear one say, but if I could only truly believe that it was of the Lord, oh, then I would never deny it, and then I would be so glad. But with that barren land, oh, then it seems that it is becoming less and less, and many times a fear that it was not of the Lord. But people of God, what an instruction we have in the book of Ruth when she returned from that field and Nehemiah inquired of her. Then Ruth did not say, Nehemiah, I am converted. That she did not say. But she honestly told what she had experienced on the field of Boaz. And that we may do, people of God. And therefore this daughter, she has not despised that south land. No, she has acknowledged that she has received it, but she has indicated that she needed and that she desired more. And that is a blessed place for the church to be, that we may not deny what the Lord has given, but that we may also hear that we need more. And to that end, give me also, that word also implies that they have received gifts already, give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. And that is our forethought, Axa's rich reward. Then after Axa has spoken, you can picture it, come off her ass, undoubtedly on the ground, kneeling with her face to the ground. Undoubtedly the tears have flowed. Then the words have come out. She has honestly laid before her father their great need. And then she has waited. How is it with us, congregation? How often? Most of the time, let us be honest, that we come on our knees, and that we can come off our knees without receiving an answer. It is true, the Lord answers at his time and his way. But what would it have been for Caleb if she had come with their request and then she went back on her donkey and they rode away? But it is clear that she has not done, that she has waited for an answer, and then she has experienced the riches, the willingness, and the love of her father Caleb to give what she has asked. She has even received more. Give me also springs of water. And then she did not stipulate the kind of springs, the measure, springs of water. Oh, what a lessons we have in this history. Because of partitions, that is a deeper and more difficult lesson yet. With our requests and petitions in the context of the first three petitions of the Lord's Prayer, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and then the third, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, and Aksa could all honestly say that she desired those lands that she may be that faithful and good helpmeet to Othniel. And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. What are we now to understand by the springs of water in God's word? Then springs, water, that refers to the perfections of God, to the fullness of Christ, the operations of the Holy Spirit. Then we could mention text out of the Scripture where it refers to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Then those waters, they also refer, they point to the graces which the Lord gives to His people. Do we not read Psalm 46, verse 4, there is a river, the streams, which may glad the city of God. Oh, we have closed those streams. We have closed those springs in our deep fallen Adam. But now Christ has come. He is called the fountain. Do we not read in Zechariah 13, verse 1, that there is a fountain open for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and uncleanness? When we read in our text, the upper and the nether springs, then the lower springs, we may speak of all our temporal needs. They are also manifold. In the midst of the family circle, Christ has taught His church to pray, give us this day our daily bread, and that the upper springs, that they are spiritual needs for our never-dying soul. When we read of those lower springs, then we may speak of those matters, those blessings, which the Lord grants unto His people in the beginning on the way to taste of the good things of the Lord. And then the upper springs, the further leadings, the necessity to come to a knowledge of that precious mediator for the forgiveness of sins. And He gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. Then an Aksa has even received more than she has requested. Then how glad, how happy as she must have been together with Othniel. Oh, it cannot be different that they have bowed their knees. I know it has to be given and given to acknowledge the Lord. Congregation, what precious instruction for us and our children also concerning prayer. May we be given to ask the Lord for the things which we need. For this temporal life, it is a blessing also in the way of providence that there may be those times may become a matter of prayer, and that the Lord in a special providence that those prayers may be answered, but more so in the way of grace. Oh, to learn by the work of the Holy Spirit to be given to resemble an Aksa with everything that the church may receive, that there may be that continual prayer life to desire those further leadings, that assurance. We have read together out of Article 16 of the first head of doctrine from the canons of Dort, then what precious things that our forefathers have written concerning the means of grace, not to become overly discouraged, but to place yourself faithfully under the means of grace, and to be given to us the Lord for His indispensable blessing. Then Aksa, then she has received springs. Here it is only in part. But for the church of God, then in Revelation 22, the first verses, then I read of a river clear of crystal that proceeds from the throne of the Lamb of God on either side the tree of life, bringing forth fruits for the healing of the nations, young and old. May we be given to beg the Lord for blessings temporal, spiritual. May we become busy with that inheritance, with that promised land, because if we do not become exercised therewith, then we shall not receive an inheritance, but then we shall receive our wages, and that shall be eternal death. And therefore the psalmist says, open wide thy mouth, and I will fill it. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then out of the history of the church, then we have heard of such a beautiful example of a daughter that was given to ask her father in all humility, but with a childlike faith and a childlike trust. Then she was given to ask for springs of water, and then she was not put to shame. Ach, Lord, may it please Thee to pour out the spirit of prayer and of supplication and also of thanksgiving upon us and our children. May we be given to ask of Thee in this dark and serious time where Thy judgments are upon the earth, that we may be given to beg of Thee, to do great things for us and our children. And Lord, it is great when Thou granteth deliverance in the way of providence, when Thou answers our prayers. But the greatest work is when by Thy free and sovereign grace, when sinners may be converted, when they may become seekers, beggars at Thy throne of grace, and to be given to lay all their needs for body and soul before Thee, and to experience that Thou art a wonder-doing God, Lord. Wilt Thou now grant traveling mercies and gather us once more in this evening hour round about Thy holy word. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 169, the three stanzas. Thou visitest the earth in love, and sendest showers from above, enriching all the land. And what follows? 169, the three stanzas. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.